Your music, your station. Mix 103.7, 822. Plain White Tees there, and hey there, Delilah. Galen Eagle Memorial Golf Tournament going on right now. First flight, second flight a little later on this afternoon. In studio, head coach Tom Ceratori of the Beavers. Former Beaver, current Philadelphia Flyer Matt Reed, and former Beaver and current Beaver Pride guy, Jake Bloom. Guys, thank you much.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Rito, welcome back to town.
Thank you. I love coming back here.
About a year ago, you go to training camp. Not really knowing what's going to happen. What's that first training camp like?
Well, after signing a contract, it's pretty nerve-wracking. You know, you want to have high expectations for yourself, and you show up and you want to be, you know, almost mid-season ready to, you know, make the team and everything, and start off on the right foot. And but you know, after meeting everybody, and you get accustomed to everything, and you just kind of follow in and do the best you can, and hope for the best, and hope that the coaching staff likes you.
What were those roughly 10 or 15 games in Adirondack like for you?
Put a huge foot forward into the Philadelphia Flyers. I went there and I played well, and you know, they gave me a lot of opportunities, and you know, I took advantage of those. And I think it was 12 games I played there. I really, you know, opened up the eyes of the management, and you know, I think that was part of the reason I had a better opportunity of making the team at the beginning of the year last year.
Longer you go into training camp, then. Is it getting more and more nervous of, am I making the cut or not?
I had a couple friends, I guess, from Adirondack that I was living with. We actually stayed in the hotel, and you're sitting there, and for the first month and a half of the season, you're still in the hotel, and you're like, holy, when are they going to send me down? Like, I'd rather live in an apartment or something than, you know, living in the hotel and having hotel food. And it just, it got old, and you're just sitting there waiting for that one call where they say you can go find an apartment, and that was pretty much your... you know, you made the team. So, you know, when I got that call, I, you know, pretty much ran out of the hotel and started looking for an apartment.
Did you ever imagine your first year as a pro hockey player would be that successful?
Absolutely not. I you know, I pinch myself every day. Just, you know, I'm glad to be there and, you know, try to make the most of every opportunity. And, you know, don't take anything for granted, because it can be taken away from you if, you know, one game or one bad game or, you know, one bad move. So, you live in the moment and you enjoy it, but you got to be respectful at the same time.
Tom, you got to coach him for 4 years. You knew a special hockey player, but did you envision ever what that first year as a Flyer would have been like for him?
I'm like Reader. People ask me that all the time, Schultzy, and no, I mean, I never thought he would do as well as he did, but now that he's done it, it doesn't surprise me.
What, Matt, is the biggest jump from college hockey to pro hockey?
Well, definitely the speed. You know, I wouldn't say the speed of the players. Yeah, it's a little bit faster, but I think the speed of the game is like reaction time, getting the puck. You got to know exactly what's happening on the ice and know who's on the ice, and it's a lot more thinking out there where, you know, college, you know your positions, you run around, you know you want to do everything at top speed, where NHL, it's kind of slowed down, but at the same time, you get the puck, you got to know, you know, where you're going to put the puck, where the soft areas are. You got to know everything before you even get the puck, and you just got to adapt to that, where, you know, the good players, they're it's like a chess match. You got to be a couple steps ahead of the opponent. So,
is the NHL more or less physical than college?
Depends on the game. I think in college, a lot of guys, you know, run around and hit harder and stuff like that, but you know, in NHL, there's respect, I guess, with a little bit more respect if you don't want to hurt players and you don't want to be labeled as a goon. But at the same time, there's guys out there that, you know, that's their job, is to go out and hit it, have a big hit, and, you know, get some momentum for your team. So, and that's where, you know, smarts come into play. You got to know who's on the ice and know when to have your head up, and, you know, just you got to figure out right when you're jumping over the boards who's out there. And, you know, it's a lot of thinking involved.
HBO, of course, did the 24/7 special leading up to the Winter Classic. What was cooler, actually playing in that game, or kind of all the hype leading up to it with HBO following you guys around for a good solid 6 weeks?
Probably the HBO part. It was pretty fun, you know, guys, a little bit more pranks going on at the time, and it was kind of a lot different, I guess. I've never been in the spot where there's a camera following you everywhere you go, and you know, you got to watch what you say, or if you're mic'd up during a game, you can't say something to an opponent or something like that. But we looked at it a couple of days before the game, and we just talked about it. It's just another game. You're playing outdoors. It's still, you know, 200 by 85. You know, still there's two nets or six players on the ice. It's hockey, and you don't got to worry about all the hype now and the fans. And it was a great atmosphere, and I'd love to play in another one. But it's you know, now you have the experience. You can more think about the hockey game rather than all the hype leading up to it.
Have you always been a big buck hunter player?
Oh yeah.
Christmas night and Rito's playing big buck hunter.
Well, you know, there's three of us in the apartment, no families around, just, you know, you gotta go through the time somehow.
I remember a few years ago when Wayne State was still in the Chaw, went to a Detroit Wings practice. Lucky enough to walk through the locker room. Happened to be a Friday. It was payday in the NHL. There's all these envelopes sitting around on everybody's stall. What was it like actually having one made out to you?
I don't know. It's when you get your first paycheck, you're sitting there and it's like breathtaking to see, you know, what goes on. But halfway through the season, we wanted to play like paycheck roulette. You just put it in a hat and hopefully that you pick out someone else's paycheck. So, It's great to, you know, play for a little bit of money, but it's, you know, it's still a hockey game, and I'd play for free still. I enjoy hockey so much. So,
Tom, you brought it up at a Beaver Pride lunch that, you know, when Matt got signed, a lot of the experts, quote-unquote, were, why are they paying so much for an old guy from Bemidji? And a month into the season, he said, oh, it's the biggest bargain right now in the NHL.
Well, absolutely, and again, the thing you don't have, whether it's recruiting or signing players to pro contracts, you don't have a crystal ball. And Philadelphia really liked Reeder, and Ross Fitzpatrick, he probably watched Reeder 15 to 20 times over the course of his junior and senior year, and he believed in Reeder. He felt he was a player that would be a big asset to the Philadelphia Flyers. He felt he had a backup game, and that was the key. He said Reeder could be a top six forward because he's got skill. And he's got hockey sense, and he can skate. But if not, he's gritty enough, he's tough enough. He can be a bottom six forward. He can add depth to your team. He can be a power play player. He can be on the penalty kill. So he's very versatile, and he saw that. He believed in Reeder. And, again, all it takes is one team, and that one team believed in him. And then Reeder got the opportunity, took advantage of it, and, you know, obviously the rest is history. You just don't have 47 points in that league. Yeah, you know, unless you're a good player, and he's a good player, and you know, he definitely validated for Philadelphia his worth, and there's no question right now. I mean, Reeder's worth a lot, and you know, the biggest thing for him right now, and he knows it. Now you just got to keep it going. You got year two, you got year three, so he's got to just continue on, and he will because he's a good kid.
Matt, is there a situation that you did not get used this year? I mean, you were. You were a power play guy all year. You were a penalty kill guy all year, weren't you?
Yeah, most guys like to, on a comfortable line where you're on the same line every game. And I want to say, you know, all year I probably played with the same guys at the most four games. You know, there's a couple games where I was on the first line, a couple games I'm on the fourth line. And, talking to Coach Laviolette, he... You know, he's like, you're the most important guy on our team just because you can play every role on our team. You can even play defense if we wanted you to. So, and he says, you know, you're a dime a dozen in this league to be able to do all that. And, you know, I enjoy that role. And you know, just hopefully you can continue with the success. And when you have the opportunities to, you know, get points or be on a scoring line, to take advantage of those opportunities, and then if you're put on a shutdown line or a fourth line checking line, you got to play every position. So, you know, I enjoy it. And
doesn't that make going to the rink more fun? Something different every day.
A couple of the rookies, we would all walk in and look at the line chart for the day, and we just were wondering if he was playing bingo balls and who's on what line. So. But we poke our fun at it, but it's you know, at the end of the day, it's you know, it doesn't matter what line you are, and you just got to, you know, pinch yourself if you're in the NHL and, you know, glad and be happy you're there.
Back to the HBO special. Is Briz really that goofy?
You know, he is goofy, but I think they kind of put him in a tough spot. You know, we all had our own 10-minute interviews, and I want to say Briz was in there for a good 2.5 hours. So I think being in there for 2.5 hours, you're bound to say something goofy and end up being about the universe. But you know, he's different. All goalies are different, so I wouldn't put him any different than, you know, any other goalie I've played with. So he tries to be funny, and sometimes his humor is hard to understand with his accent. So everyone just goes, uh-oh. But you know, he's a good guy. He tries to be funny, and he could be goofy at times, I guess.
On to the Nagel today. What's it like coming back into town and seeing all your buddies again?
I was fortunate that, you know, I had a lot of, you know, my classmates here at Bemidji fly out to Philly for a week. We had a couple, I think three or four homestead games where they flew out, and it was good to see them. But for the guys I haven't seen, you know, coming back here, and Ryan Kramer's one of them, and we drove up from the cities together and, you know, caught up and went golfing yesterday together. Just, you know, it's good to see all your friends and see all the people that, you know, the last 4 years have, you know, kind of been your sidekicks and all the support here in Bemidji. And, you know, it's great to come back to this town. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, for the summers to get back here and, you know, enjoy everything up here.
You ready to pick up the tab for the whole day?
We'll see.
Tom, on to this season. I like the home schedule this year.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's a great home schedule, Schultze, and, you know, things kind of every year has different challenges to your schedule, and, you know, this year we have some challenges, and, you know, it's more of a CCHA flavor at home with Lake Superior State and in Western Michigan. Plus, obviously, we got the Gophers at home this year, and the teams that we play four times in the WCHA, you know, they're in our pot is Michigan Tech and Duluth.
Got a few holes to fill from last year. That was a pretty talented and pretty deep senior class from last year.
Every year, though, Schultze, we have, I mean, that's Beaver hockey. We rely so heavily on our upperclassmen, our juniors and seniors. And so when they leave, there's no question there's a void. But somebody always picks up the slack, and that's what has to happen. But if you look at our team, we still have our top line back. Kenny and McLeod and Georgie, so that helps. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see who takes over from Brad Hunt. I mean, he's a great power play defenseman. Our power play over the course of the last 4 years has been very good. We had the number one special teams in the WCHA last year. Our penalty kill was number one, and our power play was number four. And you know, Brad is just going to be interesting because he's eaten up a lot of minutes over the course of the last 4 years. So, in goaltending, Danny Bacala. He came in as a sophomore. He had zero experience at the collegiate level. You know, he was a big part of the reason we had an at-large bid that particular year. So he's gone. So it's just going to be interesting to see if Matthew Dugay, you know, Andrew Walsh, or Fabian Sivnard, our freshman goalie coming in from Sweden. Again, there's going to be competition right there, and somebody's going to have to step to the plate.
Season tickets are available. Bloomer, with everything that's been going on around campus, I mean, got to hire a basketball coach, got to do this, got to do that, getting ready for the season. Doesn't change for you guys either. How are the season tickets going?
They're going well right now, Schultze. They're still available, and, you know, we have a few months left before opening night. And, you know, so if anybody's interested in getting season tickets, or if you haven't renewed your season tickets yet, please stop in at the Ford Window pickup office at the Sanford Center, or you can call the Beaver Pride office at 755-2827.
And parking change over at the Sanford Center for next year.
Parking did change. So parking is included with a season ticket purchase for both men's and women's hockey games. And the Beaver Pride members at a certain level still do have priority parking in the front of the lot. And if you want more information about that, you can call the Beaver Pride office as well.
See you guys out at the course.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, Matt Reed, Jake Bloom with us this morning. Beaver hockey just around the corner, as is Adam Lambert and your Weather Eye forecast next.